This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. If you take the Kennedy Expressway to work, how was your commute this morning? Chicago area drivers were warned to expect delays and traffic complications as the Kennedy Expressway enters its final phase of a three-year construction project. In other transportation news, labor groups are pushing a bill in Springfield to reform the RTA, CTA, Metra, and PACE. Meanwhile, Metra's considering a major rebrand to make commuting simpler. Lots of news to get to, and with me to help break it all down was Sun-Times reporter David Struitt. We started with potential headaches on the Kennedy.
I don't think it's ever easy to travel on the Kennedy, but it got worse this morning when they began their third year of construction on the Kennedy. They're focusing on the outbound lanes now.
Okay.
2 years ago, it was the inbound lanes. Last year, it was the reversal lanes. This year, the third of the of their phases, they're focusing on these outbound lanes. They're closing two lanes. They're making the reversible lanes permanently outbound until near the end of the year.
Permanently outbound.
That's right.
Oh, boy. And so what is this going to mean then for drivers?
It means there's less lanes to drive on. So you're going to have more backups.
Yeah. Significant delays, right, while the work's happening.
Yeah, on top of what you would usually have. Yeah.
You know, and I'm hearing that they're trying to do this until roughly Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's what they're hoping for.
But we know how that goes with construction.
Exactly. Last year, they said they'd be done by the end of fall, and it took them until mid-December to finish it.
So you don't sound too hopeful that Thanksgiving is going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Now, travelers who are headed to O'Hare and plan on taking the Kennedy to get to the airport, what does that mean for them?
Okay, so the entrance and exits to the reversibles that are halfway through the length of the Kennedy, those will be closed until July. So anybody who wants to get to O'Hare needs to stay in the local lanes.
Okay. Wow. So everything's cut off, it sounds like, for the most part. And significant delays are definitely expected. Drivers should expect overnight ramp and lane closures as well from Ohio Street and Montrose Avenue between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. So lots of overnight work happening, I guess, in an effort to get this done by Thanksgiving.
That's right. It's
so
a big project.
Let's keep our fingers crossed there. So let's transition to some other transportation news here, David, because lots is going on. There is a bill in Springfield. Now, this is from some labor groups, and they've written a bill seeking to sort of give the RTA more power over CTA, Metra, and PACE. Tell us how that would work and what your main takeaways are from this proposal.
Sure. So I think to understand this properly, we need to understand that the CTA, Metra, and PACE are like running on a deficit, right? Since COVID began, the ridership's been down. They've been losing money, but they've been propped up by federal funds until now. Mm-hmm. That money's supposed to end next year, and they're going to run really big deficits, over $700 million a year. They need more money, but the lawmakers in Springfield say, like, we want you guys to cooperate better before we give you this money. So they're entertaining a bunch of bills, and the one being pushed by labor groups would empower the Regional Transportation Authority more power over the CTA, PACE, and Metra. Mm-hmm. And this is just one of the possibilities of how lawmakers could change how transit in Chicago works before they hand them this money that they need.
And when we say labor groups, who are we talking about? Who exactly is behind this bill?
It's a coalition of over 30, but the main ones are the Chicago Federation of Labor and the AFL-CIO.
Mm-hmm. And so they say that all in all, their proposal, this bill, it could save union jobs. And also even lower train fares and bus fares, which, I mean, I think that's music to a commuter's ears. But how exactly are they saying that that would be the case?
Yes, that's what they're hoping for. And so the alternative bill is to merge all these agencies into one. And the labor groups are saying, who represent a lot of the workers who work on MetroPACE, CTA, they're saying if you keep us all intact and don't basically destroy the way the system works, you're going to save a lot of jobs. That's what they're talking about by saving union jobs.
And what you're alluding to there is something that we've talked about on the program before, right? This bill is up against something that was pushed by the Metropolitan Mobility Authority Act, right? A competing bill that would combine all four agencies into one.
That's right. When the discussion began about transit reform last year, the first bill out there was this, it was called the MMA. And it was the most provocative one so far, is just destroy all RTA, PACE, CTA, and just say, you know,
just
what,
make you're going to be one. Giant agency.
Yeah, but there's some concerns about what that would mean for who runs each agency right now. You know, Metro serves a lot of people in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you consolidate them all into one, people in the suburbs are worried about power shifting to Chicago, and maybe, you know, transit money won't be spent so much in the suburbs, and it would favor Chicagoans. That's one of the concerns.
So is this why some folks that you wrote about in your piece seem to be more so in favor of this new proposal, this new labor group written bill?
Yes. Representatives from the suburbs in a hearing, the Senate Transportation Committee last week, seemed to favor much more the RTA, the idea of empowering the RTA over the other three groups than instead of abolishing it all and making it one supergroup.
Yeah. So this bill, this new one that we're talking about today, this would also create a new police force specific to CTA, Metro, and PACE. How does that work?
That's right. The bill that would empower the RTA, they say that they're going to make a new police force that would have officers patrolling trains and buses. This would be in addition to Metro Police, which is the only transit agency that has their own police force. The details really need to be fleshed out. We don't really know exactly.
And more oversight wouldn't hurt, right?
Having more officers on public transit, I think, would definitely allay people's fears. There's a lot of fears right now about crime and transit, and this is definitely trying to address that.
For sure. Yeah. The bill also includes a road usage tax. What's that part about?
Yes. Okay. So a lot of funding for public transit, actually roads and bridges construction, comes from the gasoline tax, the motor fuel tax, and it had been for a very long time. But as more people drive electric cars, more people drive fuel-efficient cars, less money goes to the state to work on roads, bridges, and this is an idea of changing that tax, or a new tax on just the miles you drive, not the gas you use, in order to, you know, get more money for state coffers to work on roads, bridges, and even public transit.
Well, you know, as you said, a lot of pieces to this bill, this proposal, but and a lot needs to be ironed out. But from what you know so far, David, could this pass?
It's not really clear, but we know they have to figure it out by May. And there's the two main bills, yes, consolidation or empowering the RTA. And there's still a lot more work, I think, until we see one of these bills passed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Let's talk more about Metra, shall we? Because they've got a little rebranding that could be on its way. What do we know so far about this? What's happening here?
Okay, so Metra wants to rename all their lines for them.
All the lines?
All the lines. There's 11, I think there's 14, and they all have names that don't really follow
Makes
a pattern.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and this started because they're actually going to, they're gaining ownership, complete ownership over the three Union Pacific lines. I guess these had been run by Union Pacific, even though they're Metra trains, and they want to rename these. While they're renaming these, they say, hey, let's just rename all the lines, because, you know, they've gotten, most of their riders are actually very infrequent. And this would help people who don't speak English. Just so there's a few options out there. They're asking for the public's help while they decide whether to even rename the lines. Mm-hmm. One of the options is to name them all M1, M2, up to M14. M standing for Metra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just like a letter number type situation.
Exactly.
That seems easy enough.
That's one of the three options. The other one is to use cardinal direction. So the lines going north, it would be N1, N2. The ones going west would be W1, W2, and S1, S2, S3.
I think either way you slice it, I think it's going to be easier. I've definitely tried to look at Metra maps, just, you know, getting my daughters sort of, you know, on their way and getting them in the right direction. And definitely just from the name of the line, had no idea if I was looking at the right thing. I had to sort of do some more digging.
Exactly.
Trying to figure out where they go.
One of the examples is the Milwaukee lines don't go to Milwaukee. They're named after the road. And a lot of people don't realize that. It can be confusing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So as you said, Metra is looking for input from the public. The agency is holding outreach events on the afternoons of Tuesday at Union Station, Wednesday at Ogilvie.
No, this was last week, but they do have a survey on their website that people can...
That we can check out
now.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's Chicago Sun-Times reporter David Struitt. Thank you so much. Great updates.
Thanks, Asha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Maha Ahmed. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset brings you breaking news with nuance. To never miss a conversation, click subscribe or visit us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.